Today we begin a new round of our outreach collections. Most of you know this, but those of you who do not, all of the money that we receive in our Sunday morning offering goes for good causes, good works beyond the operating budget of our congregation. For a number of years, we have offered an art scholarship to honor one of our now deceased members, Kyle Libby, who's a very prominent artist in this community, and to tell our collection for this Sunday and next Sunday will be to benefit the Kyle Libby Art Scholarship. And to tell us a little more about that is Sandy Newman.
Singing or playing than talking, so I'll do the best I can with this. Loretta Hubley could not be here today to speak about this next series of collections, which are to benefit the Cal Libby Scholarship. And since my son Jesse is the only in-house recipient of this award, she asked me if I would speak to you today and encourage you all to support this endeavor. So I asked Jesse, what did it mean to you to receive the Cal Libby Scholarship? And if you know Jesse at all, you'll appreciate the amount of prodding it took on my part to get a non-wiseacre response. When I persisted, he finally said, getting the award validated my decision to go to art school. And as his mom, I have to say that is a supreme understatement. I remember his delight at knowing that the church he loves and willingly attended in high school. If you remember, we would come to church early to warm up the choir, and I would be here at 8 practicing organ. He would come over on his bike by himself. I would never say come to church. He just loved this place. Anyway, it encouraged him to know that the church he loved and attended willingly continued to support his artistic development by giving him this award. In Kurt Weill's opera, Das kleine Mahagoni, one of the characters sings of the vicissitudes of life, and he states, first feed the face, and then talk right and wrong. And it's easy for us as newbies to rally behind injustice, poverty, and the clearly life-threatening problems of life for those who lack money or social connections. We shall always and ever support these causes, and we should. UUs, however, are about more than life sustenance, and the beauty of this sanctuary and our own art gallery attests to this fact. UUs are wonderful wordsmiths and ideasmiths. In the list of sources from which we as a religion draw, the very first one states that we are nurtured by direct experience of that transcending mystery and wonder affirmed in all cultures, which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and an openness to the forces which create and uphold life. Artists help us access that transcendent aspect of life through their work. Such works are food for our souls. Historically, our church has been at the forefront of supporting the arts as well as providing assistance to those who are not so fortunate as we. I hope you will join me in continuing to provide encouragement for our developing artists to validate their talents, to validate their need to express themselves, and to help their contribution to the spiritual well-being of this world. Thank you.
Well, Sandy, thank you. Thank you very much for that very fine presentation. On the first Sunday in July, we will award the Art Scholarship. We do that in cooperation with the National Area Arts Council. They are the ones who solicit the applications for it and evaluate them and decide who the person is who will be receiving that. And so bear that in mind. That'll be on the 1st of June. Of course, in order for us to do that, we need your help and your support. So let us receive our outreach collection this morning to benefit the Cal Libby Art Scholarship.